Day 108, Tuesday, February 28th, Exodus 31, Exodus 31, 1-18 NKJV. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, indeed I, have appointed with him Aholiab the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and I have put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tabernacle of meeting, the ark of the testimony and the mercy seat that is on it, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, the table and its utensils, the pure gold lampstand with all its utensils, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the laver in its base, the garments of ministry, the holy garments for Aaron the priest and the garments of his sons, to minister as priests, and the anointing oil and sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded you they shall do. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, Surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy to you. Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death, for whoever does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people. Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And when he had made an end of speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses 2 tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written with the finger of God. Daily deep dive. Memory verse, Exodus 31:13. Surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. The UCG reading plan states about verses 1 through 11. Bezalel of the tribe of Judah and Aholiab of the tribe of Dan were chosen to build the items for the tabernacle, though naturally born with these talents, and, as a result, skilled in working with gold, silver, bronze, stone and wood, as well as in carving and embroidered work. The most important thing to notice is that, just as he did with the garment makers, God also filled them with wisdom by his Spirit to enable them to accomplish this most important responsibility. End, verse 3. Let us all remember that when God calls us to any position in the body of Christ to serve, that God magnifies our abilities beyond our natural talents and will ensure we have the knowledge and skills necessary to do the work he has asked of us. The UCG reading plan states the following about verses 12 through 17. Also in this chapter, God stresses that it is important to keep his Sabbaths, weekly and annual, as they are a sign between God and his people. It serves as a visible badge and witness to others manifesting those who serve the true God. Furthermore, verse 12 says, It is a sign, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Thus, it is a sign that regularly points us to the true God. Indeed, the weekly Sabbath memorializes creation, as stated in this passage, and creation points to the Creator, the true God. The Sabbath is a reminder that we do not worship gods of rocks and trees, sun, moon, or sky, or figments of human imagination, but the very Creator who made all these things, including the human mind, and all of God's Sabbaths reveal His plan for the salvation of all mankind. Notice that the Sabbath is given as a special covenant, a perpetual covenant, distinct from the Sinai covenant, verse 16. Indeed, God's Sabbaths are important for us even today, as He said they would be a sign between me and the children of Israel forever, verse 17. Notice, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth. Same verse. Why would this only be for the Jews alone? That wouldn't make any sense. Rather, it is clear that, as Christ said, the Sabbath was made for man, Mark 2:27-28, that is, for all mankind. What ties it all together is that all people must become part of spiritual Israel. Compare Romans 11:17-24, Galatians 3:28-29, Genesis 6:16, and that is defined as those who obey God's law, Romans 2:25-29, which includes His Sabbath. And, let's now look at a few of bit more depth. Verse 13, in our week 16 study on Exodus 16:23, I dove in depth to the connection of the Hebrew verb Shabbath, found in Genesis 2:2, the noun form Shabbath, found in Exodus 16 and also Shabbathon, meaning Sabbath observance, noun. Here in Exodus 31:13 is the noun form Shabbath. From here in verse 13-17, every time the NKJV states Sabbath, it's this noun form. However, in verse 15 it says, work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh is the Sabbath, Shabbath, of rest, Shabbathon, meaning Sabbath observance, holy to the Lord. In verse 17 it says God rested, the verb form Shabbath from Genesis 2:2. It's very clear here in Exodus 31 that God's Sabbath is connected back to the end of creation when God rested and sanctified the seventh day. It has been holy since week 1 and continues to be holy each week for God and His people. Hebrews 4:9. We'll end this day with the UCG reading plan for verse 18. After God finished talking with Moses, He gave him the 2 stone tablets of His 10 commandments, which He had already written, Exodus 24:12, with His very finger, Exodus 31:18. Though we often think of each of these tablets as containing separate sections of the 10 commandments, it is possible that all 10 commandments appeared on each tablet. Middle Eastern treaties were typically written in duplicate. Nelson Study Bible, note on 24:12. As these were tablets of testimony, it would seem that this would provide the testimony of 2 witnesses, a requirement of God's law for judgment to be carried out, Numbers 35:30, Deuteronomy 17:6, Deuteronomy 19:15. Perhaps that is even one reason the 10 commandments are recorded twice in the Bible, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. Still, as the front and back of the tablets were written on, Exodus 32:15, it is possible that the first 4 commandments, concerning duty to God, were inscribed on one side, while the last 6 commandments, concerning duty to man, were engraved on the other side. In that case, putting the 2 tablets together, with 1 turned over, would still yield the traditional picture. End.